It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So yesterday, as we told you, we went to lunch with our boss, Paul Corvino. We call him the world's most interesting boss. We call him that because he always has an amazing story.
He did not disappoint.
He did not disappoint at lunch yesterday. He's been with us for several years. He's a big guy here at iHeartRadio. It was a lovely, lovely lunch. I'm telling you, halfway through that lunch, and I mean, maybe because I was having martinis, but I was like, these are my people, my friends. This is the lunch. This was the lunch of all lunches.
It was. It really was a great lunch.
Capitol Grill.
Mm-hmm. His girlfriend, Sarah, was there, and that was awesome. I feel like we haven't seen her in, at least I haven't seen her in probably like a year and a half at least. So it was really good catching up.
She's a therapist.
Yeah.
So she's always between patients that come by and join us at lunch.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. We enjoyed that.
I was trying to get some free mental advice.
I know. Well, it's funny because when I got there, I walked over to the table and Paul was right behind me. I didn't even see him come in. And Paul said, Paul's big thing is he likes to seat people. Even at his house when he does these dinner parties, he doesn't like anybody to choose a seat. He likes to pick your seat.
I love that.
So he's like, I sit down. He goes, Jay, you'll sit there. And then he went to sit down next to me. He goes, I actually see you all the time. I'm going to sit over here. We'll put Chelsea here, and then we can get the two cat ladies together. So he refers his girlfriend as the same.
He's like spot on with the way he seats people.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
It was fantastic. So then we sat down, and then Chelsea came in next, and I was in this like deep talk with Paul, and I didn't know Chelsea sat down. Like
Allison,
I looked over.
I was sitting there for 5 minutes.
In the middle of them?
I got a drink. I got, all this stuff, and they didn't even know that I was there.
I didn't know she walked
in. Chelsea's seat was literally 2 inches apart from both of theirs.
I don't understand how. I was so out of it.
And I have such a big presence that, I mean, I just am surprised.
The people know.
So
they're aware.
And then, his lovely girlfriend Sarah came in, and then Allison came in, like a ray of sunshine.
Stupid parking lot.
Right.
Okay, you know what's funny about that? So she was, the mall was very busy at this time. And when I was pulling in, I saw Allison walking up to what I thought was Capitol Grill. And I was like, oh, good. She found a parking spot. No worries and whatever. Then I get a text 4 minutes later that's like, well, hope I'm able to join you guys for lunch and actually find a spot because I just went up to valet and they're not open and I've been searching for 5 minutes.
There's a valet stand.
They've been closed for a year and a half.
Yeah, so there was a guy in the valet, but I haven't been to the Capitol Grill in forever. So I drive around for a long time and when I figure I can't do this myself, I pull up to the valet stand and I walk up to the guy and he's like, we're not open till Thursday. And I went, I'm so confused because you're here.
Open. Yeah, no. It was funny to even see a guy in there because, again, I mean, I haven't seen anybody in that little booth in so long.
Yeah.
To even know anybody was there.
Yeah.
So, but listen, like we said, Paul is one of these great bosses that has great stories that makes you feel good. He's great with compliments. I mean, that guy can whip you up in a frenzy in 90 minutes in a lunch and you're just, you walk out feeling like $1 million. But we learned at one point yesterday, he's like, well, because I have an art gallery in New York and the exhibits are going fantastically. And we're going, you have an art gallery?
Right.
You own an art gallery? He's like, yes, I own an art gallery. Well, Sarah owns it and I own it and Christos owns it. Christos isn't even in New York. He's here. How did you do that?
And then he says, and our book's coming out.
Right.
You wrote a book?
What book?
We're going to be touring something in the fall, and we're going to be showcasing our book.
Did he drop all these famous artists and photographers? And I'm going, my God.
You know, my best friend I was in Vegas with last weekend, who owns the Empire State Building?
That's incredible.
That was incredible.
Like,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
did I forget to tell you? My best friend, one of them, owns the Empire State Building.
Wait, he's the manager there?
No, he owns the building with the King Kong went up.
It's his building. And then he shows us a video on his Instagram of said friend driving like a $30 million car.
Right. I still
dressed up in costume Burning Man.
I couldn't get past the Empire State Building thing.
I know.
At one point, he's like King Kong and holding Faye Ray up the building. Friend.
Does he know King Kong?
Buddy. He can turn the lights any color he wants.
And he does for Megan's birthday.
Yeah. Megan, I can do it for a guy named Larry at the corner. Unbelievable.
Boy. It was unbelievable. Can I tell you also, everything was delicious. But the best thing I put in my mouth yesterday was your lunch.
Oh,
you sliced off a little bit of your filet Oscar.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, that's why I told you, I'm like, I'm coming hungry.
Talking about, you know, during the pandemic, the iHeartRadio gym was a ghost town. I'd come in the building. No one was there. The only person I saw was Chelsea working out at the iHeart gym all the time. Haven't seen you down there in a while, Chelsea. Jeez, Paul.
I told him I fell off after. I was doing really, really good in the beginning of the pandemic for probably like a month or two. And then I just completely fell off and he hasn't seen me down there in a while. So like as we're leaving, and this is like a foot and mouth situation. Like I get what he was trying to say, but he was like, all right, we're going to get you back in that gym. Like, I know I gained weight, Paul. I know.
Take care of yourself.
See you tomorrow.
I told her, I'm like, you know that's not what he meant.
Take care of yourself, Chelsea. We'll see you back in that gym hopefully tomorrow.
I saw what you ate for lunch.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was great. It was such a great lunch.
Why did he want to stab you, though? You told me that he, like, wanted to stab you with a fork.
Yeah, because I said, here's the deal. I understand that when you go to a company lunch, the company pays. Like, I get it. It's an expense. Like, I never look at that as company business. Like, when the three of us are together having a good time with Paul, who we're having a good time with, and Sarah, I said, Paul, can I please pay for lunch? Because this doesn't feel like work. This is like, can I pay for lunch?
Lunch with friends.
And I had asked him a couple of days before that, and he wrote it to me, and then he said it to me. He goes, If you attempt to take a credit card, go to the bathroom, try to hand it to somebody, slip it to somebody, put it off to the side, make an early arrangement, I'm going to stab your hand with a fork, and I'll do it. And I mean, this is a guy that fights people in the middle of the desert.
That's right.
And we also learned yesterday that
he was a boxer.
Did he like box before Sugar Ray Leonard boxed? Like, I said, what? So I wasn't going to mess with him. I said, all right, you pay.
Yeah, there's a, have always heard these stories of Paul and you want to know what he looks like. He tagged all of us in our lunch photo yesterday.
Oh, good.
Which was very sweet. So it should be on all of our pages.
I hope so. All right. I put it on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. There he is. The great Paul Corvino. Thank you for being a great boss, for having fun, for letting us be on the radio in Detroit. We appreciate it. And he said we're going to New York in the fall. So we're thrilled about that. All right. 100.3 WNIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.